All right, let's talk to one of our good friends, Dan Wetzel. He's the national columnist for Yahoo Sports, at Dan Wetzel on Twitter. He is with us on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Well, Ryan, how are you?
Doing wonderful. As always, thank you for joining us. It was a fascinating NFL weekend. One of the games, obviously, you were concentrating on, your column from the Cleveland-Kansas City game. The fact that Andy Reid had more faith in Chad Henne than probably anyone not named Henne was pretty remarkable.
Yeah, you know, and after the game, he just there was no question. They had that play dialed up and ready. If you remember, they had to do the spot, so they had some time. Not only did they have a play, but part of the play was like Chad Henne kind of relaxing and looking like they were going to just run clock. If you look, they snapped the ball at 7 seconds, so there's sort of an element of you're going to run this play the same, almost the same way. So it's similar, not exactly the same, that they would have if Mahomes was in. And I think it's just Andy Reid at this stage. I mean, that was his 30th playoff game he coached. He's been coaching 22 years. He's been in the playoffs almost every single year. Just understanding how easy it is to lose playoff games, and you just want to control whatever you can control. And just making that call and just saying, hey, we're gonna try to win the game here. Because if that doesn't work, Cleveland's on the 48-yard line. And so for just institutionally for Kansas City to have zero doubt and to have plays drawn up, and he just turned to Bieniemy and said, you know, you ready to roll? And he's like, they call in the play and there it is. So it's pretty impressive at what the Chiefs kind of just overall organization is, where everyone's on the same page and there's no dispute, no discussion on that, even with Chad Henne as the QB.
And Dan, Browns fans have got to be excited after 10 wins and winning a playoff game. Look, this is an organization that's never been to a Super Bowl. They haven't played for a conference championship since 1989. But if I asked you, what happens first? Baker Mayfield gets the Cleveland Browns to their first Super Bowl, or Lincoln Riley, his former coach, actually plays for a national championship?
Well, yeah, I tell you, Lincoln's got a pretty good team next year. So I probably only have to win one. It's going to have to beat Iowa State, maybe twice, and then I'll have to win one game. I might go with Oklahoma on that. I don't know. Look, I think if you're a Cleveland fan, it's like a disappointing season, a disappointing end. You hold Kansas City to 22 points, you get Mahomes out of the game, and you don't win. But they're so excited at being relevant that it's like you're not seeing just angry Browns fans. Now, check back in 5 years, that's your loss, then you get angry. But, you know, I agree. Look, they went 18 years without a playoff berth. They were completely, almost irrelevant almost every year other than if they were going to go 0-16. So the idea that you're looking at this core group, you have this very good young coach, and you're going to be playing in the mix, in the discussion for the foreseeable future is the kind of thing that I think should really excite Browns fans. So maybe one day they'll look back and go, boy, that was a loss we should have won. But they get the benefit of fan just excitement over anything. I think there was a huge crowd at the airport to meet them when they flew back into town last night, and I guarantee it was not warm in Cleveland. So that's the level of excitement that's going on. Like, you lost the playoff game that you kind of should have won, but we're jacked up anyway.
I know I work in an industry here that occasionally has some ball bearing for brains type discussions, and we had one earlier, but Drew Brees, and he walks away from that New Orleans setting with only one world championship. Is there a way you can paint a scenario that he and Sean Payton underachieved? It's unfair, I know, but it seems like they were going to do a lot more than what they ended up doing.
See, this is the kind of discussions I love, right? Totally ridiculous. For the last 3 years, they were blessed. They had incredible talent in New Orleans. The defense, I mean, they've had incredible talent. And to not even make a conference championship game the last couple years is, you know, I think disappointing. Breeze was I think a shell of himself the last couple years, but I don't know, maybe. You know, I think it's close. I think they get that Super Bowl and they kind of get it. It's like a Super Bowl and then some, because it meant so much to the city of New Orleans at that time. And you guys, you know, obviously in somewhat proximity to New Orleans, know as well as anybody. But, you know, that was a somewhat hopeless and just the rebuild was so difficult at that time. And to have what the Saints did just meant so much to that city. So I think they get a little extra benefit from that. But considering the amount of talent they've had, you know, in New Orleans to for a variety of reasons, not be able to pull off at least another Super Bowl appearance, I would say, you know, it borders on disappointing. But, you know, again, it kind of goes to, like, what fans expect. You were talking about Cleveland earlier. I've made this argument before on Cleveland, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and gotten just torched in Cleveland, but they had LeBron James for 11 years and won one title. Everywhere else he goes, he just wins titles. Like, you mismanaged this guy, and they all just go, we finally won one. Shut up, right? It's like, okay, I get it. So I think there's a little of that with New Orleans, and you get this bonus to it. But, yeah, certainly the level of talent that they've had, not just Drew Brees, but everybody else, they have not performed to the potential that they probably should have the last few years, the last maybe 10.
Dan Wetzel is with us, national columnist, Yahoo Sports, New York Times bestselling author as well, at Dan Wetzel on Twitter. He is on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. In the upcoming NFC Championship game, the Battle of the Bays, look, Green Bay has a much better quarterback than Tampa Bay. I don't think anybody's going to argue that one. But if I'm a Green Bay fan, I would, and maybe it's just my PTSD as a Dolphins fan, Dan, but I would rather see almost anybody but Tom Brady in this situation. Almost anybody.
I'm sure it was all Saints fans in Wisconsin last night.
Yes.
First off, the snow isn't going to matter. You got that right out of the way. And, you know, Tom's really good at not making mistakes. Now, he might make some. But he's very good at not making mistakes. That's what he did yesterday. You know, no picks. His Breeze is throwing the picks, and that really won Tampa the game. I think, too, there's two things that, having covered Tom Brady for so long, and you go, why is this guy the best? Because he doesn't throw at the best. He isn't the fat. You know, there's no metric that says that's the guy. He figures out defenses in-game better than anyone I've ever seen and probably anyone that's ever played. I mean, he's older than most of the coaches. He's older than Green Bay's head coach. He's seen every single defense ever invented thrown at him. So he is the best I've seen. Peyton Manning was really, really good at it too late in his career. They just have so much experience. They just look at the formation and go, oh, I saw when this guy was a defensive coordinator back in, you know, wherever, he ran this play against me 14 years ago. So he's got that. And then the other is, these guys, both his teammates and his opponents, grew up watching Tom Brady come from behind and win Super Bowls. Like, everybody on the field sat in their, like, grandfather's living room at 8 years old and watched Tom Brady do something incredible. When he sits on a sideline and says, we can win this game, or we're down, but we're not out, the ability of the players to believe him, right? It's like you're in a burning building and a guy comes through and flies through the window in a Superman outfit, says, let me grab you, I'll fly you out of here. And you go, I'm going to believe this guy. He's not a kook, he can fly, it's Superman. That his ability to do that and get the team to believe and to maybe say the snow doesn't matter, or so what if Aaron Rodgers did that, we can do this. I was down 28-3 once to Atlanta and you watched in your mom's house when I did it. Those things are so unbelievably important, and that's what I think he has at this point that makes up for whatever he doesn't. Aaron Rodgers is playing at a much better level than Tom Brady, but man, Tom Brady, you have to drive a stake through that heart and make him dead before he goes away, because he's 43 and he's in his 14th conference championship game now. And if it's a close game down the stretch, he will scare you because he will be able to make some plays that could win the game.
that universal debate, who made the Patriots, Belichick or Brady, if Brady is able to close this thing out, still a lot to go. But if he was to win a Super Bowl in year one at 43 with Tampa, I mean, what is that argument moving forward?
Well, you know, that's the thing. The problem, you know, I think it's both. You have to say it's both, right? It's both. But clearly, you know, it's a huge feather in his cap. And it's really more, I think, I don't know that it settles. Let me try to reset this. I'm not doing very well. I don't think it really settles that debate. I mean, it was the two of them. There were years that it was the defense in New England. It was times when it was great game management. Belichick built the team for 20 years. But whatever criticism you might have that people say, and there are a lot of it, but there's some that say, well, this guy, Brady's not the best quarterback of all time because he had Belichick. If he wins a Super Bowl, that ends. Like, what more do you want? At 43, he took Bruce Arians and got him the Super Bowl and comes in. And he's the one that sets that tone. It always was both Brady and Belichick that created the Patriot way. It was the ability of, you know, they always talk about in film room, Belichick would light into Brady all year long, and it kind of wore him down eventually. But Brady would take, like, harsh coaching and criticism, and everyone else in the room would stare and go, man, if Belichick is ripping Tom Brady, I better do my job. And the professionalism, you know, the way the guys would come in there and just do whatever Brady said, even the, you know, the most, you know, I mean, Aaron Hernandez was a puppy dog around Tom Brady because he was scared of him. It, you know, those kind of things that just play into it where they're both. But so, and I think he's brought that to Tampa, and now this is the Tampa, this is his team. It looks a lot more like his offense. They stopped just hucking it down the field all the time. It's a lot more ball control, accuracy and things like that. So it's going to be, it'll be wild. We'll see if we can get through Green Bay. I'm kind of dubious on that, but this is Tom Brady, so who knows?
Yeah, me too. Before you go, with that in mind, today is our anniversary of our show. We start our 12th year together, 11 years. You do a lot of radio shows and you travel the country. Is anybody luckier than us? We've had 6 Alabama national championships now, 1 Auburn national championship, 3 years those teams lost in the national championship game. Only 1 year that one of our teams wasn't in the national championship game. Is there some show in Boston that is luckier than us? I mean, we feel pretty lucky today, Dan.
You're pretty lucky, and then you throw in, like, just all the other dynamics that go on, you know, the poison trees and the unique, you know, oh, we're having a boring off season and something like that happens, pretty good talk radio. I would say the Boston guys had it really easy. They've had it pretty easy. I mean, because they've had every single sport win them. All 4 pro sports won a title. But outside of that, yeah, it doesn't get a whole lot better than Birmingham, Alabama. But that's the case for everything, right?
That's right.
The difference is the guys in Boston are good, Dan. We're not good. I mean, we are lucky. That's how we've made it this long.
I don't want to say anything bad about my guys up there. But, you know, some of them are good.
Okay.
We're Josh McDaniel, though.
When you're sitting around and it's like, you know, well, we just don't have time to talk about our hockey team that's headed to the Stanley Cup Finals, you know, because everything else is going on. That's the true embarrassment of riches.
Yes. All right, he is Dan Wetzel. He's national columnist for Yahoo Sports. Read him there. He's also a New York Times bestseller. He's got a series of books for those young readers in your life that love sports as well. They are called Epic Athletes, like Steph Curry, Tom Brady, Serena Williams. Great books for those young readers. Get it for the young reader in your life. And then when the young reader goes to bed, watch Killer Inside, the Aaron Hernandez Netflix. Doc Dan was the executive producer of that. So he's got for all ages. Dan caters to all ages. Thank you, Dan. It's always great talking with you.
I need a Brady Mahomes Super Bowl to sell some books.
Oh, that's true. You know, for the young kids,
right?
You want
my reading interest. Yeah.
Well, you should buy a Super Bowl commercial for your books. That's what you should do, Dan.
Yes.
Right. Those are cheap.
Sure, I'll call the publisher. I think you got that.
Who doesn't have a half a mil laying around? Come on, Dan.
I don't think it's a half mil anymore. I think it's like 4 million.
I just want 15 seconds. All I want is 15 seconds.
Ratings on this thing? Yeah. Everyone's like, you know, there's a lot of people stuck inside now.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Brown is trying to sell you a commercial spot to Super Bowl II is what he's trying to do.
That star guy. He's going to be good.
You guys are. This isn't a Tuesday night SEC game on college football.
All right, Dan. Take care. Thank you.
Take care.
All right, that is Dan Wetzel with us, and he appeared on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline with zero sugar, zero carbs, and only 80 calories. Try cucumber, lime, peach, pear, or spicy pineapple.